G'day, this is Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast. It is Thursday, the 4th of March. Thank you for tuning in, and what a morning.
Been going off. We went to the movies, but also we spoke to, tell you what, my wife Gwen is going to say, why didn't you tell me you had Ray from Thirsty Merc on?
Oh, you know because, what? I get that when we talk to Barnsley. Kirst just goes on about Barnsley. And your missus goes on about Ray.
I'm going to have to get dressed up in my Thirsty Merc suit again.
Don't you hate that? We also looked at how people mispronounce words. Thank you to Pat, who comes down to the unorthodox bingo on Tuesday night at Aaron Leagues because she can't say ombudsman.
Oh, it's an easy word.
Yep.
I won't try and say it now. I learned to go to the boys there. It was fancy dress. You could come as anything. James Dosser came as a Mexican.
Did
complete
he?
With bottle of tequila in his belt that he decided
did
to drink most of.
Did he have the worm?
We don't know. Oh, we saw he became a worm after.
They have the worm at the bottle of tequila. And is it sometimes they have a scorpion? Can you get a scorpion at the bottle of tequila at some bottles?
Oh, I don't think so. I've never seen one.
Miss Kay, no, you can.
Can you really?
Yep, there we go.
It is true. I thought there was enough sting in a bottle of tequila already.
I haven't had a tequila for a while. I've not had a tequila slammer. I can't remember when.
You know, a lot of people say tequila.
Do they really?
Let's have tequila shots. And you go, no, it's tequila.
And that's what we are looking at, 107.7 Triple M. Breakfast with Patty and Rob Palmer. Names, because talking to Pat, she's great. Her and Gaz, he's a bit dubious. Sorry, Gaz. But he deserves all the rotten publicity he gets. And she had trouble saying ombudsman.
Ombudsman. I've been practicing, so I'm getting it.
Yeah, good
now.
Boy.
But there are words that don't come out right.
Like a lot of people with anaesthetist or anaesthetic. That's a word.
But
mine is Trebojevic.
Well, once you've had a bit of that stuff that the anaesthetist gives you, you can't say much at all. Tongue goes all flat.
You dribble from each side of your mouth.
7 year, I love my daughter Greta's take on a few things. She calls an invitation an inventation.
And
the instructions for something are constructions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dad, have you got the constructions? Well, technically they are constructions.
Kids are great, aren't they?
She also said to me one day, she goes, does capsicum have Mindavan C or B? She's mixed up all the consonants. Mindavan.
Is there a word that you have trouble pronouncing? 133353.
G'day, Shane from Empire Bay.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. How are you? Hey, Paddy, I'm with you. I can't say Trebojevic, whatever his name is.
Trebojevic. I have. Whenever I've spoken to him, and when he did his hammy, I'm there, Trebojevic.
But can you do me a favour, Rob?
Yeah, go on.
Can you say fujitsu for me?
Stop it.
Go on.
Come on.
Fujitsu.
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 Oh, you did it.
Remember last year.
There's probably a few others that don't come to mind at the moment. But I was cracking up when you were trying to say that,
right? Jiu-jitsu, that was hilarious.
It would not come out.
We were doing a live read, I think we were.
You couldn't talk, Patty. You were laughing. It was bloody hilarious.
Now, Shane, have a go at Trebojevic again.
Turbo Tom.
That'll do. Yeah, Turbo Tom. Thanks, Shane.
Thanks, guys.
How would you like to hear this?
Take me back to the sweet times, the hot nights. Everything is going to be all right in the summertime.
Hey, Rob, it's happening. The 27th of March, Roche Estate. Sunset Sounds aboard 13 Aussie legends set to rock the winery.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
The list of bands and acts at this thing, it's going to be one heck of a day, and no matter what you're doing on that day at this point, change it and get there.
Great Australian music, including Thirsty Merc. The main man from Thirsty Merc is Ray Thistlethwaite, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good, buddy. Mate, it's slowly but surely getting back to normal.
It is, yes. It's been a bit of a marathon, hasn't it? But, it's feeling pretty good now. There's quite a few gigs in the book, and looking forward to coming up to the Hunter on the 27th.
Mate, what did you do last year in the downtime?
I went ice skating a lot. I played a lot of piano. I wrote some very strange songs reflecting the times we were in, practiced scat singing. It was pretty strange.
Yeah, fair enough. Are you gonna? Is any of this new music gonna start? We're gonna start seeing you playing it?
I mainly put stuff on Instagram and Facebook. Really, I'm, you know, I did actually do a bit of recording with the boys down in Melbourne at the end of the year when the borders opened up again. So we will be finishing that off and releasing that sometime this year.
Unreal. My wife is a huge fan of you guys. She saw you at the Terry Hills Tavern last time you were there and she said it was just all time. I was a bit jealous because she said, you're not coming. She took her girlfriend instead and left me home with the kids.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
Poor Rob. He hasn't forgiven you since, Ray.
Yeah.
I actually remember that gig. It was actually, yeah. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but it was a real stonker of a show.
Oh,
actually.
Right, yeah.
well, you guys can come down on the 27th, though.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Get up close and personal. That's yeah. Right. I'll send a photo back.
It was when that she kept calling Rob Ray. That's yeah. When she Rob really took offence. Took offence, mate. Hey, mate, what about with yourself and the band? What are the other boys were doing last year?
Well, it was a bit of a forced break in a way. I mean, it's good to take a break every now and then, but it's sort of difficult when it's got to be at a time when you may not have wanted to. Like me, we just sort of sat around for the first few months waiting to just see what the rules were going to be. I mean, we all thought it was going to be maybe a six-week thing, you know, like a Zika virus or a bird flu. But then we all sort of had to, you know, I don't know, just focus on different things. They were more sort of just the wholesome round the house stuff, really. And things that musos do is sort of write music and record in your home studios and do fitness stuff and just try and keep mentally sane. It was hard. It was a real hard time.
True, because you're half on the starting blocks. You're sitting there at the edge of the pool waiting for the gun to go off and it just never went.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But, you know, reflecting, I know when I was talking to my missus, when, you know, because we had a six-week lockdown, which you probably were in that with New South Wales as well. And then Kirst, after we all came back to normal, Kirst said, oh, I didn't mind that lockdown. There wasn't as much traffic on the roads.
My garden's never looked so good.
Yeah, it's true.
There were benefits to it. And I think everyone was a bit more relaxed. And as you said, got so many things done around the home.
You guys should have done gigs at Bunnings because they went off.
I know.
Nothing stops them. Mate, this is going to be 13 Aussie Legends. This is going to be a great night at Roche Estate, 27th of March. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. The multi-band stuff's really where you get to catch up with everyone. So, it's always a good hang backstage, good hang on stage. And, it's a great way to take in, the whole cross-section of Australian music
day. It is, because you've got Ross Wilson there doing his classics, then Shannon Knoll, our good mate Mark Gable from Choir Boys.
Yeah, legend. Local boy Mark Gable.
Legend. Yeah, he's a legend. He's our local boy. And even Glenn Shorrock, Richard Clapton. I love Richard. He's just sensational.
He's really good.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just may or may not be crowd surfing at the time just to get one back over my wife.
I'll be looking out for it.
All right, nice.
Ray, you won't miss him. That's for sure.
There's plenty of me.
Yeah.
All right, Ray.
Thanks very much. Tickets available from Ticket Tech. As always, mate, it's good to catch up. It's good to see the boys, the bands, everyone's back together and able to perform throughout this country again. It's really good stuff.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the chat.
Yeah, good on you, Ray.
I apologise to anyone in advance who may get my butt in their face crowd surfing.
They've got to pick you up first.
Yeah. No, it only takes like 10 people, take, you know, 10 kilos each.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, Robert. Good morning.
Good morning, Patrick.
What are you up for us?
Okay. Look, the options have been put on the table for seawall to be built at Wombril.
Yep.
It's open for public comment. There's a couple of different types. Rock revetment. A revetment wall is basically a bunch of rubble that lies on a slope to stop the sand, you know, heading back in to protect the base of the...
As the water hits it,
disperses over the revetment. It's probably the most friendly to the environment of the options, I would think. You got your vertical seawall with a rock toe or without a rock toe. The vertical seawalls. I think that the vertical seawalls, you get a lot of reverberation off them. The water energy
smashed,
hits
it?
Them.
Yeah.
No, but it's not so much smashing them. It's also that the water then takes, as it goes away from the seawall, takes the sand away. So you lose your beach,
yeah,
which can happen. So there's a lot of people that have written about the bad things about seawalls. You know they only last about 20 to 50 years.
Jeez, how much money? Seawall
before you've got to repair it.
A lot of money.
These things are going to cost, to do a seawall, it's about 40 grand a lineal metre.
Mate, it'd be Millions and
the
millions.
Vertical seawall.
They had that one, the option though, with the one with the walkway. I'm in favour of that one.
That's $40 million mate.
Oh yeah, but at least I can walk along.
$40 million and they're going to have to repair it. It's only going to last 20 to 50 years.
How much would the rock revetment then cost? You reckon?
Well, the revetment's about half that cost.
Oh right, okay. Oh, but then why spend a bit more cash and so you've got somewhere to walk?
Oh. Yeah, but why? You can walk on a beach without a wall there.
Yeah, I suppose.
Although it's getting harder. At high tide, it's hard to walk along Wombie.
Which way do you swing?
I think it's, well, I don't know. When do you decide it's time to just let the ocean swallow the place up? Just don't know.
Yeah, apologies to anyone who got a house there.
You used to be able to walk to Timor.
Oh, did you?
They didn't put a seawall in to stop the water rising, okay, so you couldn't walk to Timor anymore. They're going, oh, gee, it's getting sludgy on the walk to Timor now.
It's set to open too for public comment very soon. We'll keep you up to date on that. And mine's just a quick one today.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie, he's with a new lady.
Is that what that was about? Paddy was playing a Lionel Richie song.
I'm going to do it now, so don't give it away.
No.
now, it's a little bit of a guessing game. We're going to get the news, but have a guess. Like, he's 71. Have a guess how much younger, how many years younger she is. Go on, play the game. How many years?
How many years younger than his, let's say 25.
Lower.
As in what, 10 years?
No.
As in she's younger?
Yeah, she's way younger. Oh, yeah. Right. 25 years, yeah, difference.
Let's say 40 years younger.
Good boy, yeah. Right on the money. Well done. 40 years age gap between Lionel and his new girl, Lisa Paoligi. Has stunned fans. But, you know, whatever makes you happy, whatever. Gosh. And someone did ask.
My friend who is a grandmother at 40.
Yeah, well, she's... She's 31, he's 71. And someone did ask in the boudoir, how's it been going and how long?
That is not the song I was talking about.
Oh, no.
You played another Lionel Richie song.
Oh, no, yeah, what happened when you first got together?
Fatty goes, that's the greatest love-making song of all time. Everyone in the Triple M office just went, what?
Sean. Ladies and gentlemen, live from Hollywood in the US of A, actually from Terrigal, it's time for Shane A. Bassett's movie review.
This is Sparta!
Shane A., I caught up with Pat, a friend of mine, on Tuesday night. Anyway, she was saying that she can't say ombudsman, right? Is there a word that you have trouble saying?
Not really. I used to have trouble spelling a lot of words. But
yeah,
oh, we
welcome
still do.
To the club.
I can say them. I think I can say most of them all right. Yeah.
Yeah, because I know.
Do you ever get your phone out and you're trying to spell something and it autocorrects for you and you go, okay, well, and you just move on.
Yeah, being a journalist though, a thesaurus is my best friend.
Yeah, or just speak to Siri. I'll say, Siri, how you spell ombudsman? And that's Siri just spells it. Yeah, I do it all the time. I have the phone beside me. If you know how sometimes you think, oh, it's spelled that way, and you go, oh no, you write it out, and you go, no, that doesn't look right, and then you ask Siri, and she'll spell it out for you. It's much easier.
If you say it wrong to Siri though, won't she also get it wrong?
Siri, she's very clever.
I don't know.
All right, mate, let's look at the movies. First one, Disney's Raya and the Last Dragon.
My name is Raya. Our lands have been at war for as long as we can remember. Our people never see eye to eye.
My daughter, I believe our people can come together again, but someone has to take the first step.
Now, in order to restore peace, we must find the last dragon.
I wish to join this fellowship of butt kickery.
Awesome. I love a dragon flick. It's at cinemas now. Is this like How to Train Your Dragon, but a bit different or what?
I think some people might think and compare it, but no, they're totally different, Rob. I am not the biggest fan of animated movies. I love them, but, you know, they don't always grab me as much as they do other people. However, this one, Raya and the Last Dragon, the new Disney animated, it's an almost masterpiece. It's compelling, it's very funny, and it's state of the art. I really enjoyed it, and I know all families who go and see it together are going to get something out of it. It's terrific. And try and see it on a big screen because there's a lot happening.
Oh, didn't you like Toy Story, mate?
I love Toy Story.
And Cars.
Cars. Is good, but, you know, there's some that come out that don't grab me as much as others.
Like the Croods. The Croods was rubbish.
You'll love this. Trust me. You've got kids. Watch it with them because you're going to get... It's just really good. You'll have a good time.
Okay.
Watching it.
What do you give that, Ray and the Last Dragon?
Almost masterpiece. A 4 out of 5.
Oh, 4 out of 5. Wow, gee, you've been generous. Yeah, bloody hell, you've been generous
if
today.
If it wasn't animated, it would have got a 5.
Let's go to The Dark and the Wicked.
I found Mom's diary.
What if she saw something out there?
Told y'all not to come.
There are things in this world, horrible things, wicked, and they come for whoever they want.
I saw something.
Oh, thanks very much, Paddy. Just all these kids are just going, yeah, animated movies, and now they're absolutely packing it because they just heard that. Well, no child on the coast is going to sleep tonight. What do you reckon?
It's definitely opposite to Raya and the Last Dragon. This one's not for kids. It is a story of a brother and sister who go back to their family farm to help their sick dad, but there's a paranormal entity inside the house with them. So it's a bit creepy. It's a rural horror film, and it's on Shudder. And if you like horror movies or thrillers, get Shudder. It's a really good
What's Shudder, mate? Is that another streaming service?
It's yet another streaming service, but it focuses on mystery, suspense, and horror films. Oh, and they have a lot of exclusives like this one. So probably not for you, Rob, but I don't mind a scary film every now and then.
Shudder, it should be called... Yourself. That's what it should be called. Not Shudder. Because whenever I see them, I always, myself. Seriously, don't you?
Close every door, every window, blinds down.
I only watch horror movies during the day. Honestly, I just can't watch them at night because I won't go up to bed.
Well, see, if you watch them on a streaming service, you can just keep pausing it and leaving the room too.
No, you can't leave because there's a man on the other side of the door.
So, mate, how much do you pay for Shudder?
I'm not sure. I'm lucky enough to
get it for nothing. A gratuitous plug, mate. Great gratuitous plug. Okay, so The Dark and the Wicked, what would you give that on Shudder?
The movies on Shudder are very good, though, and usually a lot of them are exclusive, so you can only see them on Shudder. I liked it, and 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. All right, then, Shane A. Yeah. Thank you very much for joining us, and we will see you next Thursday, buddy.
Talk to you next week about Coming to America.
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?